We have a lot to talk about with our next guest, Congressman Jeff Duncan. He represents South Carolina's 3rd Congressional District. He is a Republican. Sir, welcome to America's Radio News.
Well, Chris, thanks for having me today.
All right, let's talk about, first off, the gun debate has been raging on since Sandy Hook Elementary, the tragedy that happened up that way. Of course, Joe Biden causing a little bit of consternation for the White House yesterday with some shotgun comments. But you've been at work urging a manufacturer of high-capacity ammunition magazines to relocate from the state of Colorado, which basically put limits on magazine sizes. I think that was this last Monday they voted to do that, and move them to your state. Give us the 411 on that.
Well, it's not only just Magpul in Colorado. It's Remington Arms in New York. They find a very hostile environment in their state capitals, and the state legislatures are passing more restrictive gun regulations. Although in Colorado, they said you can still manufacture those high-capacity magazines in Colorado. You just can't sell them here. So why would Magpul continue to operate in that environment? They'll find a much friendlier environment in South Carolina. We're a right-to-work state. We appreciate the Second Amendment. I guarantee that that citizens of South Carolina will use the product and be able to purchase the products if they're manufactured here.
Now, this is kind of a whole free market principle thing. But it looks like the governor of Texas doing much the same thing, going to some of these high tax states, these overregulated states like California and New York, saying, telling businesses, you know what, we don't think you're not paying your fair share. We want you to come to the state of Texas where there's no income tax. Is that kind of the vein in which you're encouraging this to happen?
Well, absolutely. That's what we're trying to do. And Governor Haley here in South Carolina has fostered a very positive environment. I've seized on the idea that these companies like Remington and Magpul and others that are located in very hostile states, they're welcome to come to South Carolina. You know, come on in, boys. The water's fine here. You'll find a great work environment. You'll find a good work ethic. You'll find a right-to-work contract. It's just a great environment to do business in and raise a family in, and I appreciate that being from South Carolina, and I think the companies would as well. Look, we've got BMW, we've got Boeing, we've got ZF Transmissions, we've got BorgWarner, we've got FN National, which is a gun manufacturer in Columbia that makes weapons for the military in Columbia, South Carolina. So we already have gun manufacturers here. And if these companies find hostile environments and see these regulations coming down from the state capitals that are against counter to their business model, they're welcome to come to our state. And freedom-loving states like South Carolina and Texas are recognizing that, and we're inviting those companies to come to our states.
Having a conversation here with Congressman Jeff Duncan. He is a Republican from South Carolina's 3rd Congressional District. Congressman, the word from the White House, from our President, Barack Obama, is that you Republicans are the problem. It is all your fault, the reason why you won't allow, you're protecting the wealthy in this country by not agreeing to more tax hikes, and that's the reason why the sequester is going to kick in. And to hear the president describe it, it will be very painful. It will be Armageddon. What say you?
Well, this is Obama's sequester. He demanded it. It was a White House idea during the debt ceiling debate. I voted against it because I didn't think we should raise the debt ceiling without tremendous spending cuts. This is a ramification of raising the debt ceiling by $2.1 trillion, which the government blew through in 17 months. We need spending cuts. We need to address spending in this nation. I believe we have a spending addiction. Maybe we need to go down to the White House and have an intervention with the president and with Nancy Pelosi, who say we don't have a spending problem in this country. Maybe we need an intervention, a 12-step plan to address this addiction, because we're spending more money than we're bringing in. We've got trillion-dollar deficits for 5 years in a row now. We've got a national debt that's well over $16 trillion and headed upward after the next debt ceiling increase. We've got to address spending. One thing the sequestration does is it does cut discretionary spending from $1.047 trillion in the current continuing resolution down to about $974 billion. Cuts are right. We would love to reallocate those cuts. I'm not going to deny that, because defense is a constitutional responsibility of government. I don't want to cut the defense budget. But the defense can take some budget cuts. I do agree with that. Sequestration cuts discretionary spending is the right thing to do.
Now, well, let me talk to you about the broader state of the Republican Party, because a lot of the Republican faithful have been disenchanted with what they've been seeing. On one hand, the Republican Party says that President Obama's an amateur, isn't interested in governing. He's always out there campaigning. But on the other hand, he's feeding you guys your lunch. There seems to be no cohesive message. The Republicans appear divided, and the folks that are back home are going, what is going on here? This is the best opposition you can mount to a president whom you claim is a lightweight?
Well, look, I think the Republicans in the Congress, at least in the House, are united around sequestration to some degree. We would like to see a reprogramming of that, a reallocation of those cuts, but we do want to see the cuts. We want to cut government spending, rein in government spending, and try to get our fiscal house in order in this country. That's the right thing for my children, our grandchildren, to start addressing deficit spending and addressing debt, how we're going to pay that back and getting control of this. It's the mainstream media that really makes us look more divided and counter than we really are. But
right.
I think if there's any divisiveness, it is where the cuts should come from.
All right. It is Congressman Jeff Duncan, whom we're having a conversation with here. He represents South Carolina's rather 3rd Congressional District. He is a Republican, sir. Thank you for carving out time today on America's Radio News. Don't be a stranger, sir.
Chris, thanks so much. I'll look forward to talking to you again.